Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. And, you know, welcome to the Roaring Twenties. We've got a great doubleheader today. Mary Ratchford, she's a physical therapist. She's the co-owner with her husband of Naperville, Illinois, Physical Therapy and Balance Centers. She's returning. And then Bruce Schwartz, a neonatal intensive care nurse, and she's the owner of the Healthy Living Connection to CBD Health and Wellness Group. Everybody in the sports doctors knows how excited I am about that whole CBD world. And then it's the sports doctors in and your emails, upcoming shows. But first, I want to welcome back physical therapist Mary Ratchford. Greetings. Welcome back.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me back.
I am very glad to have you back, and I thought we would jump right in. Give us some quickie background with you and what was originally the, you know, Naperville. You guys have been a physical therapy group. Give us some background.
Sure. We're celebrating our 25th year in Naperville. We started as a little mom-and-pop shop called Naperville Physical Therapy, and for 20 years we were known as Naperville Physical Therapy. And then as healthcare started changing, we knew we had to change with it. And so we joined partners with a company called Physical. It's a franchise that started out of Florida. And we've just found that we had the same kind of views about physical therapy and wellness, and it aligned with our values. So we've been doing that for about 5 years and loving life.
Yeah, they're a big-time group. Who does Rick Douglas, what does he do with Physical on the national level?
He's the president, the CEO
of our company. He's a past radio guest. I think I had him on after you. I think you might
did.
Have excited me. Yes.
Yes.
You guys got a great title. Anybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows the attention we pay to proprioception and balance, whether you're the best athlete in the world or whether you're a grandma. And you guys are the Therapy and Balance Center. So it's a great title. And Physical is national, aren't they?
They are. I think there's over 400 physical therapy clinics nationwide right now.
Do you call them? You know, it's hard not to call it Physical. I mean, is it still pronounced Physical?
It is just pronounced Physical, and we're spelled different because we are different. We like to say that.
What a theme. That is an absolutely great theme, to say the least. You know, the world of physical therapy has exploded. I'm on the radio maybe 5-10 years longer than you're in the world of physical therapy, although you might have crossed my path in your volleyball years. We would both have to look back, you know, but truly the world of physical therapy has really, really exploded as being a normal part of sports medicine, and that's, I know, been a very, very big interest of yours. Talk a little bit about the attention you guys pay to the world of sports medicine.
Well, there are a lot of new things on the horizon, which is kind of exciting because we've gotten into, because our affiliation with Physical, we've been able to get some equipment that we might not have knew existed before. One in particular is called the Normatec. That's a device that was created by a physician bioengineer, so an MD and a PhD, to enhance blood flow, speed recovery, and they're using it in all the football recovery rooms. You know, the University of Alabama, I think they have several of them to put the football players on when they come off the field.
Is it an electric muscle stim? Is it some sort of muscle?
It's actually a sleeve. It's a sleeve that employs three techniques to enhance the recovery, so a pulsing sensation. It has gradients because lymph needs to be reduced, so one-way valves that prevent the fluid from backing up, and then a distal release, so because it extends the static pressure. That can be detrimental to the body's normal circulatory flow. So it really just has a wonderful feel when it's on the patient, and it helps with not only the athletes, but those post-op patients that come in with a lot of foot and ankle swelling that you probably see a lot of.
Yes, and I know one of your associates there, Ben, I was one of the first therapists to get very involved with the needling technique also, which has been new wave. It's been around over 10 years probably. And Ben's still with you guys, isn't he? Ben, what's Ben's
Ben
last name?
Ben is indeed. Yeah, Ben Grotenhaus. He was one that yes. kind of saw that it would become legalized in Illinois for therapists to do the dry needling. So he went through extensive training before it became legal, and now it's been probably over 8-9 years. And
yeah,
10
years,
I think.
I've thought about David Lawrence. Yes.
Yes.
Sometime, absolutely. We want to get Ben on the show. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back over 10 years. Before that, I think I was on Reel to Reel, maybe. And you can see all the topics, who's been on. We have international guests. We have a lot of local guests on all aspects of sports medicine, fitness, wellness, nutrition, et cetera. And if you go to newspaper articles and magazines, we're very excited. One of my most recent sponsors, Lower Extremity Review. I'm sure, Mary, you're very familiar with them. They are, I've written so many different articles for them. And all of those articles are available on so many different topics. For years, I wrote for the local newspapers on an endless array of topics, so you could check that out. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. We have over 30,000 Twitter followers. They're very active. We have a very educational venue besides the radio show stuff at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Mary Rackford. Am I pronouncing your last name Rochford or Rackford?
Rachford.
Okay, see?
It has a T, but it doesn't.
I see. I've been wild of wheels for all these years, Mary, so I pay a lot of attention. You know, sometimes
I appreciate that.
To people's names. Tell us about more of the things that are making a difference. Again, balance, whether you are the best athlete in the country. In my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Mary, which I hope you have, one of my chapters is called The Two Essential Exercise Concepts. Whether you're a superstar or you're a grandma, whatever your level of athletic, whatever your age is, one, strengthen those feet and ankles with rubber bands. The other's balance. The other's working proprioception. And that's become such a valuable part of therapy, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I don't know if you know, but over 17,000 people die in the U.S. every year because of falls. So that's one thing we are trying to do is prevent our community from falling. And my partner, Dina, is an occupational therapist.
You also got to teach them how to fall. You also got
exactly.
To teach them how to fall.
We do that
Bob
as well.
Bob Guida, 40 years ago, was working with some of the best athletes. That's when we were working with the Olympic teams in volleyball that I mentioned. And Bob, every athlete, he wanted them to learn how to fall. He was so ahead of his time in so many different areas, but it's such an important point. You know, what's the best shoe that our senior citizens should be in? We need to pay, you know, so much attention to. And so 25 years, big changes. Like you said, what's the website, Mary? People could find out all about you and your clinic.
Well, they can go to www.napervillept.com, and we have a lot of tips on there for preventing falls as well as exercises that you can do. Dina did over 150 functional risk assessments in the fall because we were trying to prevent falls. That's a series of 10 tests that she takes the seniors through.
And Dina is your tell us a little bit about Dina.
Dina's not only my occupational therapist, but 3 years ago she became a partner in the clinic. So she is very passionate about safety. She teaches exercise class here on Thursdays for the seniors, as well as she goes out to the Y's, does community lectures, and she will do a free risk assessment on anybody that is concerned about their parents, their grandparents, or themselves. and she'll take them through and do this test to determine if they're at risk to fall.
Yes, it's such a, again, the service, the older the population gets, the more of a big deal. Ironically, for years, you know, I could show you slides of some of the 85 Super Bowl Bears balancing on the same mini tram that you might be using for an 85-year-old. It's tremendous variety sometimes when we're talking about balance training. I call it instability training. When you create instability, every muscle in your body is on. And if you're an athlete, that's a very, very big deal. It's why I wrote the book, Mary, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is the epidemic with a capital E of sports overuse, youth injuries, both physically and mentally. I know you guys are very involved. You were a college athlete. Talk about last few minutes about some of the attention you pay when it comes to the young athlete, high school athlete, regardless of their sport, over at your clinic.
Well, what we're seeing is so many younger kids coming in with such severe injuries, especially, you know, 8-9-year-olds that have ACL tears. You've probably heard a lot about that on social media. So what they're really encouraging kids is to try a variety of sports and not just commit to one at such a young age. So really, you know, getting involved in other things besides one sport, whether it's doing yoga or swimming or ballet, something different, and also talking about mindful eating. We really go into a lot of detail about nutrition, especially with the younger population, as well as spending too much time on video games and texting. I think we're going to see a big rise in neck injuries in the near future and fusions at younger ages because of all the forward head postures that the kids are doing, as well as the adults.
Let alone the sports optometrist I had a few months ago on from New Jersey. You talked about all the myopia and the other sight problems because of kids not getting enough daylight and, you know, watching screens. Here's a pearl for you from the sports doctor. Rarely have I seen, especially young female, ACL tears if they have orthotics in their shoes, especially if it's added to a great lower extremity strengthening program. It's still missed. Unless the female athlete's feet hurt, orthotics are an afterthought, big mistake. It's something that that's my pearl for the day from the sports doctor to my friend Mary Rochford and in that regard. And again, in younger and younger ages. But another interesting point, Mary, I have a chapter in my book. It's called The Prodigy Sports. Think gymnastics, figure skating, even tennis and soccer. You get these 12, 13-year-olds. I don't want Mary to play other sports. All I want is to play the one sport. And this is many times when we'll try to get them under supervision like yours so that you could train the opposites and train these boys and girls to do the best they can to get away from what we call, you know, the repetitive motion injuries. You know, we would all love these kids to grow up playing other sports, absolutely. But my concern is overkill times 10, right?
Right, right. And then when something happens and they don't have that sport to fall back on, their world falls apart.
It's a big, one of the big things we pay attention to, Mary, on the show is the mental game. The mental game, whether you're coming back from an injury, the mental game, whether you're trying to lose weight, the mental game, et cetera, et cetera. It's a big, big, big deal. We all know that. And many times we see that it's in the middle of everything, the psychological point of view. It's exciting to see. We feature it a lot, that more and more attention is being paid to it. That's why I mentioned the epidemic of overuse sports injuries being both physical, like we're talking about, but also mental, the overzealous parent, these crazy schedules. Pardon my French, another chapter in my book is youth sports and drugs.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I'm very excited about CBD, about the ability to have something safe and natural that has the same anti-inflammatory effect. Half the kids we see live on ibuprofen just to survive.
So and the adults, too.
Yes. It's a real challenge in that regard. So
we've been very pleased with the CBD. We've used it in the clinic for over a year now. both the oral CBD and the balms and salves, yeah. And we're seeing a lot of good results with it.
Yeah, the challenge is having the dependability and being able to have the consistency, because it's a wild west, CBDs and everything, including shoe polish, and you really got to be aware, and this is still evolving big time. You must be aware that you can count on what's in, and it's not a miracle worker. It's not, but in some instances, it's close to it, and it's safe. This is such a big deal when we're talking about half these kids living, you know, on pain medicines, and a lot of them really, really do. Half the population does, because we're one of the only countries in the world that have TV advertising, you know, ad nauseum. So you guys do free screenings. You have
free fall risk assessments, absolutely, and we do free forums once or twice a month. We have lectures either from the staff, or we have a guest lecture February 14th, Valentine's Day. We have a nurse who's going to be coming in speaking about the blood type diet and how to improve your nutrition through certain foods.
The sports doctor is going to make a visit to your group. We'll put them together. I know I've talked to you that before. Absolutely, in order to add that to the mix.
We'd love to have you.
You know, the role of the foot in your whole world. And I promise to sing you the song, The Foot Bones Connected to the Ankle Bones Connected to the Knee and the Hip Bone, and especially when we're talking about the female athlete. This is a very, very big deal to us. Give us the website again that they could find out and the phone number of your clinic.
It's NapervillePT.com, and our phone number is 630-369-1015.
All right, before we run out of time, so your husband Gary's the co-owner.
Well, he's actually the business manager. I now have partners. And we just added a new partner, Dr. Bill Block, who joined us in January as a partner. I've always been open to my employees becoming partners, and I love the entrepreneurial spirit.
What's his specialty?
Have three partners. He is a orthopedic specialist. Scoliosis is actually one of his big passions, and he is one of the first therapists in Illinois who was trained in a method called the Schroth method. So he's been doing that for about 10 years and having great results with that. So yeah, you'll have to come over and pay us a visit.
Absolutely going to do that. You know, the idea of paying more and more attention to the preventive side of things, what else is new, you know, with all the awareness and the attention, and I include my show and organizations like yours in creating tremendous new awareness and much more awareness. The reality is, in the world of obesity, number one, we're treading water. In the world of childhood obesity, we're treading water. So the challenge really, really continues. As we talk about all the time, ironically, the new medicine is on the left, eat smarter, and on the right, stay active. Right, Mary?
Motion is lotion.
I hear you. Mary Rochford. Mm-hmm. Physical therapist, co-owner of the Physical Therapy and Balance Center, Napier, Illinois. Mary, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Bob.
Everybody, we'll be right back. Hold on, Mary. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. From Chicago, 3-2-1, the Roaring Twenties. Everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, sports medicine, fitness, wellness. I'm excited to have Brooke Schwartz. She's a neonatal intensive care nurse, but she's the owner also of Healthy Living Connections, the CBD health and wellness group. Everybody who's been listening to the Sports Doctor probably a year already knows about my excitement of all areas of the CBD world. So, Brooke, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm glad to have you. We stood locally for this show in the Chicago area. Give us some background, Brooke, on yourself and what you're doing.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Hi, everybody. I am a neonatal intensive care unit nurse. I've been a nurse for 25 years. I work at a major university medical center here in the Chicagoland area. And yes, I have gotten into the cannabis industry, and it has been wonderful to be able to teach people about natural options to help them with their health and wellness. I know that there's been a lot of questions. What is this? And I have to say, one of the most common questions that I get from people, because they look at me kind of sideways, wondering what is this? And is this about getting high? What is this? Absolutely not. Yeah. You know, Illinois has just legalized here for recreational use.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah. I've been talking about the positive sides of medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And marijuana, I've had pro athletes 30 years ago tell me how much it was helpful, whether it was
right
to relax, whether it was to be a painkiller in a way, and the reality that all of the positive sides of the marijuana phenomenon is available without the get high THC.
Exactly.
So this, to me, is a big deal, whether we're talking about youth athletes or senior citizens. And yes, when you're in the medical field, and who's in a more serious medical field than you? Really? I commend you for being for your profession. It really is a tremendous challenge. No wonder you're excited about natural things. But, you know, the challenge of the doctor or the therapist or anybody thinking that when we're talking about CBD, we're talking about a get high stuff. That's the first challenge, as I see it, is the awareness that this is, a positive without that side of it. And in medicine, you know what a big deal it is, Brooke, for something that is considered safe. This is a big deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, there's so many misconceptions, and we're just getting started with really educating people. And so, yeah, the THC, there's a lot of different, well, there's a lot of different parts of the plant. And so the THC certainly has its place And so THC is, like you were saying earlier, it can cause a high. It can cause an intoxication, if you will. And so
it was part of the greatest part of it. really.
For some people,
they
do like it. Yeah, for some people they do like it, but that's not for everybody. And where I'm really standing firm on is that, there's CBD is a really, it's one thing, one part of the plant, but there's other parts of the plant also. There's other cannabinoids like THC, like CBD, like CBG. There's a lot of other cannabinoids in the plant, over 100 of them. And so the most research has been done on THC and CBD, and there's more research coming out with CBG and CBN. There's all these different cannabinoids that can be very beneficial for our health. And the CBD, if we're just going to focus on that piece of it, because there's a lot more, is that it is not, it does not cause intoxication. It doesn't cause a high, and it's not addictive. But what it does
do—that's
a
big deal.
That's a big deal.
What you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big deal whether you're an arthritic and you're 75 years old, or whether you are a high performance athlete, and we're looking to deal with some of the overuse and abuse to your body. Naturally, without side effects. So this is a gigantic, but again, this is an educational challenge. There's no doubt about it, especially since it's come along with, Brooke, what I would consider was the perfect storm. You had the medical marijuana has been around our country for, 10 years, maybe even longer, very highly regarded, well-respected, still with the idiosyncrasies. At the same time, you had in a state like Illinois the legalization of recreational marijuana. And in the middle of that, you had CBD, and it was like, wow, there's so much information, there's so much stuff that it really, really is. And the reliability, Brooke, of the ingredients that someone says, if I'm getting a CBD product I can count on, its reliability. To me, that's one of the big deals because it's the Wild West out there with CBD right now.
Yes. So let me just share a couple of really, really, really important things. Okay. Number one is CBD by itself just doesn't tend to work as well. It really, you want whole plant, and that's really, really important, whether broad spectrum or full spectrum, and I can share with you what that means. The other thing to really understand is that these plants, they are what you call bioaccumulators. They absorb everything they're exposed to. And that's a really important thing to think about. The growing,
The growing of this becomes a very, very big deal. It's a big part of, this whole connection.
Huge.
And you're confident, you're confident as a medical professional that this Healthy Living Connection is the company and the group that you are confident with.
Well, yes, the Healthy Connections is just my platform for what I have created.
Okay.
As a way to share with people about health and wellness. And, the things to think about, there's so many components, I'll come back to that. I just want to finish my thought with what I was saying with the bioaccumulation, and then I'll come back to more of the, talking about healthy lifestyle. But with the bioaccumulation, so our soil can have heavy metals in them, pesticides, herbicides. We're also dealing with plants that can become, moldy or have fungus or other things. And those all can be very harmful to us, the heavy metals, the fungus, the molds, those toxins. And really, it's the toxins that are shutting down a very, very important system in our bodies called an endocannabinoid system. And this system is why cannabis is getting so much attention. Every single one of us, every single human, every single mammal, our pets, all of them have this very important system that's newer science. And this is something that was discovered in the early 1990s. And so what has happened is our endocannabinoid systems, they're responsible for all of our systems being able to operate in the best optimal way that our bodies can. And so it brings us to a place of homeostasis where our bodies can rest and repair and digest. But what's happened is because of toxins, because of stress, because of lack of sleep.
That's why the reliability is such a big deal. That's why to me, the reliability is a major challenge. And how this is regulated is another challenge.
Yes.
So that somebody can be confident. And that, plus being educated on how things are taken and to see how Big Pharma likes it, right?
Yep, right. Yep. Well, and Big Pharma is coming. They have cannabis products as well. So, but
they
really
do.
Quick with that with the bioavailability, what has happened is that, you know, it's important to know that they absorb everything from the air too. And so what you're getting, the quality is important, and there's a way to know how to get a quality product. It has to be tested. It has to have a certificate of analysis, and not everybody putting products out there are doing that. Third-party testing just reassures you that what you have, there's a lot of companies that are putting CBD products out there don't even have CBD
polish.
In them. It's garbage,
it's
or it's just olive oil. Or MCT oil. You're not getting.
What's the website, Brooke? What's the Healthy Living Connection website?
Well, my website actually is it's Nurse Brooke, Nurse Brooke, Brooke, primemybody.com. So that is my website, and I also have. You can find me on Instagram under Nurse Brooke One. And you can find me on Facebook and ask me questions. Yeah. I'm happy to share more fun facts and share the science. Mm-hmm. There's so
Everybody
much more to know
to
about
the sports
this.
Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, you zip over to radio shows. You can go back a lot of years and see the endless array of professionals and experts and authors and doctors in all areas. Sports medicine. We have I also get a lot of guests. I can't tell you. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter, and we have a lot of great information on Twitter besides the radio show information at Sports Doc DOC Radio. We're talking with Nurse Brooke Schwartz, and we're talking again about the area Sports Doc to pay such big attention to, health and wellness. It's just ironic with all this new awareness and new attention, you know, the obesity, childhood obesity, we're still in big trouble. We're still treading water. Health and lifestyle is such an important thing. Natural products are such a big deal. And Brooke, you were talking about, you know, the importance of the quality and the fact that people can count on what they're getting. And I want to ask you more about that, about what you're specifically doing over these past couple of years into the CBD world. So everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, we're back. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're speaking with Brooke Schwartz. Brooke is a neonatal intensive care nurse, and she's also the past couple of years paid more and more attention to the whole health and wellness world. She's got very involved with some of the CBD world, as everybody knows. We've been talking about it a lot with various experts. Brooke, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Talk a little bit more about how you have seen this new attention to health and wellness, CBD, into how you've maybe incorporated a little bit of differences in your approach to health and wellness.
Well, thanks for asking me. You know, it's just what I'm finding more and more, the foundation of most illnesses is that the basis is on inflammation. There's an inflammatory response going on that's causing a lot of the illnesses that people are experiencing. And so what has brought me to really paying more attention is really focusing on what we're doing as a whole. What are we putting in our bodies? How are we eating? How are we moving our bodies? And so, you know, cannabis by itself, and that's been the topic today, is not, that alone is not going to create health and wellness. You know, if you're not exercising, if you're putting garbage in your body and processed foods and just doing a whole bunch of other things, that's not going to, you know, you're not going to create a healthy lifestyle that way. And your performance as an athlete or, you know,
challenge.
Our children who are experiencing, it's a big challenge. Yeah. So nutrition also is a big component of this. What's your mindset? What else are you doing? And so this endocannabinoid system that I was talking about earlier, it really, it's like the command center for our bodies. And if we can create a healthy endocannabinoid system, because we make cannabinoids in our bodies. I don't know, you know, a lot of people didn't realize that. I didn't realize that. This
well,
is
in English,
that I learned.
You know, in English, Brooke, if you're talking about a natural, safe, anti-inflammatory, when we know so much trouble for ADHD and a half is involved with, caused by, associated with the inflammation and that havoc that it plays on our body. And again, for 25 years, I've been talking about childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor, give or take a few weeks. And the whole idea of holistic, where we've had holistic specialists from all over the world on a million different specialties, you know, paying big, big, big attention to what we've lost, really paying anywhere near enough attention to, you know, and adding a powerful addition, which could have a natural positive effect regarding wellness is a big deal. And I think that's why I'm very, very excited about it, because we are plagued. We have 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's pain pills. You know, everybody knows about the opioid epidemic, which has been a nightmare, which is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And in my book, one of the chapters is youth sports and drugs, where half these serious young kid athletes are living on over-the-counter pain medicine. It's nuts with the overkill.
Yeah.
So having a weapon like this, as we continue to learn more and more about it, it's great to see people like yourself. And this is, you know, I hear you, because it's when we see that we want to talk about something like, you know, reefer madness, hey, you know, wait a second. So that's where the educational challenge comes in. And we're doing a good job.
Yeah, I think we are doing a good job. And, you know, we deserve better. Like, it's just so crazy. We're not going to see, you know, here's my theory. If you're watching TV and you see an advertisement for some food or something on the television, it's probably not good for you. You know what I mean? Like, we're fed so much information of go buy this, go buy that. Listen,
the biggest industry.
The
biggest industry, if it's not drugs, and the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that even allows a television. You know, we could all start singing themes about prescription medicines on television, and the fact that the diet industry is right behind them with constant. So nutrition, we've had nutritionists on from you know, and then we get down to the new medicine, which we talk so much about on the, which is number one, eat smarter, and number two, keep moving and stay active. And this is a huge weapon. And I'll throw in absolutely paying big attention to the role that CBD could play, whether your son and daughter is the best athlete, whether it's your parents who are 83 years old, or whether it's you and you're looking to get an edge, and the science is backing this up big time, isn't it?
It sure is. The science has been incredible. This is probably one of the most studied plants out there of what it can do for us.
Call Sanjay Gupta.
Dr. Christina Sanchez and the research she's doing with cannabis and breast cancer, and Mara Gordon, they just had a documentary with Ricky Lake called Weed the People. It's phenomenal, and it's talking about childhood cancer. I mean, what the possibilities are. We can't say,
That's what turned Gupta around. Sanjay did his first group of specials on CNN called Weeds 6-7 mm-hmm. years ago. I don't know what it was. He was not. He was anti. He was against all this. He then met some families with young epileptic children who were miraculously, even though they had to hide it, steal it, whatever, to add medical marijuana, and over his few specials, he's now a huge advocate of the benefits of all aspects of the cannabis. His latest, again, was the CBD world, and trying to get a handle, because it's the Wild West, like we talked about, on, let's get some real, reliable, consistent information, because I've seen CBD, it's available at the gas station, while you're
filling
up.
Yeah, but it's an isolate. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people are trying these isolates. It doesn't work as well. And here's another thing. When people hear cannabis, they're only thinking about marijuana. Hello, there's hemp. Hemp is an amazing, it's the cousin of marijuana. The difference is that hemp has less THC. It cannot get you high. It has to have 0.3% THC or less. And this is an excellent option for people on their health. And what's interesting is that, with all those hundreds of cannabinoids that I was talking about, there's actually more CBD or cannabidiol. That's the real name of it. And really, we should be using that. But cannabidiol there's more of it in the hemp plant. And why I was saying that having more than just one cannabinoid, it's really important, because that's the whole plant. They all work together synergistically. And here's the secret sauce, the terpenes. Terpenes, which give the plant its scent, play a huge role in helping our bodies create an entourage effect to really help that happen. And so this entourage effect is where we can start to feel the benefits. And it's not like feel it like a high. It might be, for instance, with my mom. She was waking up without, the aches and stiffness that she normally has. She's sleeping better.
Again, athletes in recovery, so some people might, there are all sorts of balms and salves where people might be rubbing something in. There's a million types of topical products. And I'm impressed with the CBD products being helpful on rubbing it in a soft foot or ankle or knee or shoulder or whatever it happens to be.
The oral aspect
where somebody might be taking, and they need to be educated and understand, because there's different dosages, but again, virtually no side effects, which I think is something that really, really ought to be advertised. But like you're experiencing with your mom, whether it is, again, big time aches and pains, inflammation, arthritis, inflammation, overuse, and the safety across the board, I think is, which is why I'm excited to see more and more of the medical profession accepting that this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it sure is. And quality matters, right? So you don't want to be just getting something that can cause more inflammation. Because if you have the heavy metals or the other toxins, it's going to cause more inflammation, could make you very sick. So personally, I would never be getting my hemp products or, my cannabis products from a gas station or from anything of the sort. I You want to have that certificate analysis. You want to know exactly what you're getting, putting in your body. There's stuff being shipped in from overseas that are grown in very poor conditions.
Yes. I make an analogy, Brooke, with the years ago, the vitamin and supplement industry, still today, supplement industry, which is the challenge. This is not regulated like drugs. So the challenge becomes, like you said, quality, quality, quality. And this, there are so many problems with counterfeit stuff all over the place that this is a real, real concern. So again, the reliability and the quality of tested, regulated CBD. I know the cosmetic industry is very excited about skin health and that application.
Very much.
And yes, it is awfully a big deal. So the what's the most, before we run out of time, what's the most popular form orally? Is it like people taking a dropper, something like that with the CBD oil?
Yeah, the tinctures are a big, tinctures, the salves, big, big hits. And, you know, really what it comes down to is...
What's the dosage?
You know what? Everybody's different. Everybody's different. You want to start with a very low amount, what we call micro-dosing. And you just stay there for a couple of days, then you slowly increase to find your therapeutic window, because what works for you may not work for me. And, you know, that you have to
have
awareness.
Yes. We have found, Brooke, 25 to 50 milligrams is a solid, safe expectation. This is why I've had all sorts of feedback. That's what I, all myself, but the idea that people need to be, it's individualized. High-performance athlete might take more, but for people to understand that there is a dosage and to be able to depend on it, like you said.
Well,
give
we can't
me the
really say dosage
again.
Either, right? My website is nursebrook.primebody.com, and you also can find me on Instagram at nursebrook1, and you can find me on Facebook as Brooklyn.
Great. Hold on quickly, Brooke. Brooke Schwartz.
Okay.
ICU nurse. CBD. Brooke, hold on. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, I think we might be back. You know, live radio. Sometimes it's an adventure. I think we are back for our last segment, The Sports Doctor's In. Okay, thank you. You guys sound exactly the same. To our producers, owners, Doug and Don Newsome. We've got great guests always. And coming up, we have this Olympic, former Olympic swimmer champion, Mark Henderson, the Athletes Village. He'll be with us, entrepreneur, owner of Six-Pack Abs and Cool Sculpting Spas, Tom Harder, will be with me the following week. She's a radio host. Dolly McCarthy will be with me. Dolly represents Park Ridge in so many ways with their magazine. And then one of the physicians who deals so much with the jockeys, horse racing world in Maryland, Dr. Kelly Ryan, will be joining us. A great guest coming up. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back to radio shows and listen to whoever you would like and look who the guests were, what the topics were, or read so many different articles if you go over newspaper articles and magazines. Let's see here, some emails. Mark says, what's your take, Doc, on barefoot running? You know, Mark, probably 10 years ago it started in where this became more and more popular. And for some runners who've never had problems, who want to include doing some barefoot running, we don't have a problem. In high-performance sports, whether it was running on the beach, running barefoot on a golf course could be included, and many times was very helpful and effective. The routine runner or the distance runner, barefoot running is a different story. Whether you're worried about what kind of surface you're on, coming across possible problems with that, or just the pounding. So as a rule, I think it should be somebody who's been successfully running for years, who's comfortable in very, very light, minimal type shoes, want to mix this in, safe surface. It won't get too much of an argument from me, but for the most part, it's caused more problems than it's prevented. Sheila says, I'm an adult ice dancer. I do have custom boots. What about orthotics? Sheila, you came to the right place. I'm sorry. My poster guy still on the Sports Doctor. I can't believe it. This next month, it's going to be 10 years that young Evan Lysacek from Naperville, Illinois, was the 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skating champion. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in the skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. Ice dance is also one of my specialties. The solo ice dance, retiring champion. Chloe Ryan, just now starting college, was like 7, 8 years old. We had orthotics. Custom boots are great. They're about fit. And you really want, of course, what's the best brand, what's the best fit, blade positioning. Some of my friends, like John Hermata with Geppetto's, is a great example of the kind of people I can really depend on for proper foot. But an orthotic is a different story. Orthotics are all about foot and leg alignment. And we have been very, very excited over decades that orthotics enhance skating performance. Write that down. Better edging, more stability, better balance, more acceleration. So adding that to the mix, the key is to have somebody who knows the world of figure skating and custom orthotics. We've had great success. Tom says, I read a lot about heads up football. My son is 10 years old. You know, Tom, I'm still a fan of like the Chicago Bears, Louisville. I'm nowhere near the fan that I used to be because of what I know about the problems with injuries and the nightmare of head trauma. Heads up football. There is no safe tackle football, Tom. And if your son can be talked out of playing tackle football, do it. Period. It's a real challenge. No one knows how many hits can start causing trouble. My only exception, and then again, I'd give you an argument if we were to see this kid, this is what he loves. After all, football is the biggest sport in the country. Friday Night Lights, Super Bowl is a national holiday. It's a big deal. It's such a hard sell. But the fact is, this is a big, big problem, concussions and head concerns, and collision sports. Football is the numero uno collision sport. Adam says, my daughter is 11 years old. She's a serious ballet dancer. Should she be on point yet? You know, Adam, good question. She's right around the age where physically there could be good maturity of the growth centers of the big toe joint. Even then, I say it's iffy. If your daughter doesn't have a history of trouble with her feet or lower extremity, and she is ready, as long as it's a gradual with a comfortable point shoe, I think she's right around that age. Ideally a little older, but today in competitive ballet, this is an age sometimes where it starts. I like more like 12 or 13, but she's close. My advice also for your daughter is to strengthen those feet and ankles besides dancing. Work, balance work, and foot-ankle rubber band type exercises very, very effective. Pay attention, again, as to how she does involved with the point. So, hey, I want to thank my guests today, Mary Rochford, physical therapy. We hung around Illinois from Naperville, Brooke Schwartz from also the Chicago area. And we'll catch everybody next week. Another edition of the Sports Doctor. See you then. Thanks, everybody.